KJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this hour brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the high school state cross country championships were held on Saturday up in Fort Dodge, and Griswold again captures the girls class 1A state title. The Tigers total 86 points on the day, and that was good enough for the championship as they defeated Pekin, who was runner up with a 102 total. Also in class 1A girls, Tri-Center placed 8th with a 187-point total. Underwood was 14th. Rebecca Topham of Griswold also captured the state title individually as she wins again with a time of 14 minutes, 5 seconds to capture the championship. Also for Griswold, Jordan Sint placing 6th, running a time of 14 minutes, 54 seconds. Also, Tiffany Shepherd of Corning was the 11th. Michelle Mum of Tri-Center, 14th. Megan Maskey of Woodbine was 15th. Destiny Scar of Nottoway Valley was 16th. Alex Flippin of Griswold placed 19th, with Alex Larson of Tri-Center running 24th in Saturday's Girls 1A meet. Also checking out some of the area results in Class 3A girls, Decoro won the team title, Harlan placing 5th in the team competition. Individually in Class 3A, Jessica Feldman of Harlan ran 11th in Saturday's meet. For Atlantic, Tiffany Williams placed 62nd overall. Also on the boys' side in Class 1A locally, St. Albert wins the team championship. The Falcons with 68 points are the titleists. Denver with 84 points was runner-up. Riverside placing 3rd as a team at 158 points. Individually Saturday, Josh Sindelar of St. Albert won the championship. Scott Thulin of St. Albert placing 7th. Darian Earlbeck of Tri-Center was 15th. Evan Segrist of St. Albert was 19th. Spencer Rokols of Adair Casey placed 21st, while Colton Graham of Nottoway Valley placed 28th. Also, Brandon Sippert of Riverside was 32nd. Timmy Settlemore of Nottoway Valley was 33rd. And Ian Patrick of Riverside placing 40th in that meet on Saturday. Well, the high school football playoffs continue tonight with second round action this evening. We've got a game for you live tonight here on KJAN as Chris and I will head to Woodward tonight as Woodward Granger plays host to Griswold in a Class A second rounder. Woodward Granger is one of the top ranked teams in Class A. They're 10-0 on the season after dispatching Underwood in their first round victory. Griswold is 7-3 on the season after shutting out Woodward Academy in their first round matchup last week. Game time 7 o'clock tonight. We'll have it on the air for you this evening. We'll start with our pregame show at 5:30 tonight, as Brett Johnson will be taking care of much of our pregame show, as he'll be previewing all of the area games tonight. We'll have updates, highlights, and interviews as well, and we'll have updates on scores throughout the night for you. Brett will be along at halftime. When we conclude our broadcast from Woodward tonight, Brett will be back with our high school football scoreboard show this evening, which will include highlights and coaches' interviews, along with all the scores from the second night of high school football playoff action. Again, on the air at 5:30 on KJAN AM FM and on the web at KJAN.com. And we kick it off at 7 o'clock tonight. That's Griswold at Woodward Granger in Class A. Also in Class A tonight, AHST on the road. The Vikings travel to play at Logan Magnolia this evening. In eight-player football tonight, it'll be Exira EHK at home. The Spartans put their undefeated mark on the line against a Coon Rapids Bayard team that they beat on the road during the regular season. Also at Sydney tonight, the Cowboys will play host to Glidden Ralston. In Class 1A playoffs tonight, IKM Manning is at home against South O'Brien, while St. Albert will play host to Van Meter tonight. In 2A, Kemper Catholic will host North Polk, and in Class 3A tonight, Carroll will be on the road at Lewis Central. All those games kicking at 7 o'clock, and again, we'll have that game Griswold at Woodward Granger live tonight for you here on the radio. Well, Alabama received all 60 first-place votes in the AP Top 25 football poll this week. The Crimson Tide upping their record to 8-0 with a win over Mississippi State Saturday night. The second-ranked school is Oregon, with Kansas State third, Notre Dame fourth, and LSU fifth. The second five this week includes Ohio State, Georgia, Florida, Florida State, and Clemson. Alabama and Kansas are 1-2 in the latest BCS standings, with Notre Dame in at number 3 after they beat Oklahoma on Sunday. Oregon stays in at fourth place. Well, South Carolina coach Steve Spurrier says running back Marcus Lattimore had his right knee dislocated against Tennessee, and the injury is something he can come back from to play football again. Spurrier says South Carolina's team doctor was able to put Lattimore's knee back in place soon after he was taken from the field to the hospital, but there is damage to most of the ligaments in that knee. Spurrier says that Lattimore, who's a junior, also has his redshirt season still available, and that may have to be the case next year, depending upon how the recovery process can go. That would give him a chance to come back and play his senior season in 2014. Also, an 11 a.m. kickoff time has been set for the Oklahoma-Iowa State Big 12 football game. OU announced that the November 3rd game in Ames will also be broadcast by ABC. The Sooners are coming off a loss to Notre Dame, while Iowa State beat Baylor on Saturday. During that game, Steele Jantz set career highs with 381 yards passing and five touchdowns, allowing Iowa State to snap a two-game losing streak. Well, there remains one unbeaten team in the NFL, and that club is from Atlanta. The Falcons up their record is 7-0 with a convincing 30-17 victory over the Eagles in Philadelphia. Matt Ryan threw TD passes on Atlanta's first three possessions, and the Falcons are 7-0 for the first time in franchise history. They were so dominating, they scored in their first six possessions. The loss was the Eagles' fourth in seven outings. Also in Week 8 results, the New York Giants blew an early 23-0 lead, recovered, and edged the Dallas Cowboys 29-24. The Cowboys appeared to have scored a winning touchdown with 6 seconds left on a long TD pass from Tony Romo to Dez Bryant, but TV replay showed Bryant's finger landed out of bounds and the TD was overruled. Chicago upped its record to 6-1 with an exciting 23-22 win over Carolina. Robbie Gould provided the final second heroics with a 41-yard field goal as time expired. Rookie quarterback Robert Griffin III of the Redskins has had his first encounter with the Steelers defense and came out the loser. Steelers were all over Griffin, who was able to complete just 16 of 34 passes for 177 yards and a score. Steelers win the game 27-12. Quite a finish in Detroit as the Lions edge the Seahawks 28-24. Lions signal caller Matthew Stafford threw a 1-yard TD pass to Titus Young with 20 seconds left to give the Lions their third win in seven games. Aaron Rodgers and Donald Driver connected on a 4-yard scoring pass in the fourth quarter to seal the Packers' 24-15 win over Jacksonville. Rodgers threw a pair of touchdowns, passing Bart Starr for second place on Green Bay's all-time list. Browns rookie Trent Richardson bounced back from an off game last week to rush for 122 yards and the game's lone touchdown in a 7-6 win over San Diego. In London, Tom Brady led touchdown drives on the Patriots' first five possessions as New England ran over St. Louis 45-7. The Colts continued their mastery of the Titans with a 19-13 overtime win. The winning score in OT came off the hand of rookie quarterback Andrew Luck, who threw for a 16-yard TD pass to Vic Ballard. Miami rookie quarterback Ryan Tannehill was injured in the first quarter and had to leave the game with New York. Nonetheless, the Dolphins had an easy time of it, beating the Jets 30-9. Carson Palmer threw for 209 yards and two touchdowns, and the Oakland Raiders stuffed the struggling Kansas City Chiefs 26-16 for their sixth straight win at Arrowhead Stadium. Sebastian Janikowski was perfect on four field goal tries. The Chiefs have lost four straight, and they still haven't had a regulation lead in the season so far. Peyton Manning tossed three TD passes and enjoyed his fifth straight 300-yard passing performance in leading the Denver Broncos to a 34-14 rout of New Orleans last night. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
In one of the most dominating fall classic performances, the San Francisco Giants swept the Detroit Tigers for their second World Series title in 3 years. It's their seventh title in franchise history. Marco Scudero delivered the big hit, a two-out RBI single in the 10th inning to drive in Ryan Terrio with the winning run in the Giants' 4-3 win over the Tigers. That was the Giants' sixth straight win in the postseason. Buster Posey added a two-run homer in the sixth inning. But the Giants did it with pitching. Giants pitchers posted a 1.46 earned run average, the 12th lowest ERA in World Series history. After throwing back-to-back shutouts in games 2 and 3, the Giants got another clutch pitching performance. Matt Cain held the Tigers to 3 runs over 7 innings. 3 relievers delivered 3 hitless innings of relief. The Tigers got only 5 hits and none of them after the 6th inning. Closer Sergio Romo closed out the victory by striking out the side in the 10th inning for his 3rd series save. When he fanned Triple Crown winner Miguel Cabrera to end it, the Giants broke into a wild celebration at the center of the Comerica Park Diamond. Pablo Sandoval, who hit 3 home runs in Game 1, was named World Series MVP. Sandoval batted .500 for the series and drove in 4 runs. Sandoval had 8 hits and 16 at-bats in the 108th Fall Classic. And Jimmy Johnson held off Kyle Busch on a restart with 5 laps to go for the win, to win for the 7th time in his career at Martinsville Speedway. The 5-time series champion moved into the lead in the championship standings, 2 points over Brad Keselowski with 3 races remaining. Keselowski started 32nd, methodically worked his way forward, and took a late gamble to grab the lead on a restart with 19 laps to go. When Johnson and the rest of the leaders pitted for tires, Keselowski was a sitting duck once the race went back to green. Johnson made the race a points bonanza, leading the most laps, earning 3 points for the victory. Busch was second, followed by Casey Kane in that race. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.